He says the Mishnah, Kama Yishe Boichlin. How long can one delay in the eating? Is that on? Yeah, it is. Kama Yishe Boichlin. Now, in the words "kama yisha ba'ichlim," there are technically two ways that you can read that. Obviously, the Mishnah is reflecting back on how much of a delay can there be in the achila process for it to be mitzaref. Both Rashi and the Rambam pirush Mishnayos, and that's the mashmois of the Rishonim. Is that it's going back in the last Mishnah, which we had, that two chatzi kazesim are mitztaref, if it's one iser, right? It's combined. As long as it's in one haloma, as long as it's in one forgetting, it's mitztaref. So the Mishnah wants to know, how long can the delay process be? Now, one way to learn the Mishnah would be the entire process. Meaning, from when you started eating to when you finished eating, this has to be the shear. And if you eat it beyond that shear, that's not mitzvah. That would be one way to learn. The other way to learn would be, it's always mitzvah. It's just that you can't make a hefsek. We don't care how long it takes to eat. If you eat slow, you eat slow. If it takes you long, if you chew when you eat, that make a difference. The question is, how long can you delay in the process of the eating and still combine two unrelated achilas? In which case, we never measure from the ends of the achila, from when it started to when it ended. We only, every time you stop, the clock goes on, clock starts ticking, and as long as you didn't stop, the time that it takes achilas pras, which is four bayim, half a pras, which is four bayim, which let's say it's machlokes what it is, if it's 4 minutes or up to 9 minutes. So let's call it 5 minutes. As long as you didn't have a 5 minute break in the middle, it's fine. So technically you could eat a little bit, stop, 4.5 minutes, eat a little more. You could be eating all day, technically. Okay. That is a possible pshat.
That derech achila?
What does derech achila mean? Everybody has their own derech achila. How long it takes? I don't know. That's what we're questioning. Questioning what is the shear of kedei achilas pras? What is it? So Rashi, and the words also kama yisha, really allows both pshatim. Kama yisha, how long can you delay? How long can you delay the entire eating process? How long can you delay during the eating process? So the actual words of kama yisha doesn't shed light on this shayla. If you look at Rashi, Rashi by us clearly says, "Kama yishe ha'oichlon l'shnei chatzoy zesim." How long can he delay the eating, the consumption of both the zesim? Clearly, it sounds from Rashi, and we'll see from Rashi in other places, that it's the entire eating process, from the beginning until the end. You got to get it in the 5 minutes, or it's not going to count. Toisus, on the other hand, if you look at Toisus, Divrei Amasru Metchila V'Atzoyif Kedei Achilas Pras, the second to the last Toisus, Me'ocha Mashma Deletrei Gavni Ma'iri Shir Pras. We're talking about two things. He says, number one, L'inyan Hafsoka. Hafsoka meaning you stopped. You started eating and you stopped. So Toisus says clearly, Shem hifsik bein achila la'achila. If you stop between one eating and another, b'kteach yeshir pras ein mitzaref. So Tosfos is very clear that Tosfos holds that the shir in our Mishnah is the delay between the two achilas. So as long as you did not make achilas pras delay in the achila of the zesim, of the complete sayas, that's it, that's mitzvah.
One's rushing the other way, one's Because Rashi says, Lishnei Chatzor Ezeisim. How long can a person delay eating the two Zeisim? He doesn't use the word Hifsik. How long can it take? The word Yishim means take. How long can it take? So Rashi says, take what? To consume the two Zeisim. Clearly doesn't sound like we're talking about Havsaka. And we'll see from more places that that's Rashi Shita. On the other hand, we'll see that there's another Rashi that seems to say otherwise. So we'll get to that. But anyway, this is what it says. Now, so the Mishnah says, Kilo Eichel Kloye Stivra Meir. Meir says as though you're eating like a kernels, parched kernels. Okay. Now we'll see what it means to say. Does he mean to say it could take much longer? Does he mean it could take much less? But the Chachamim say, Achi Yishim Etchilu Atzoif Kidei Achilas Pras. Now the word Metchilu Atzoif also sounds more like Rashi than like Tosfos. From the beginning until the end. Obviously, according to Tosfos, you have to touch it from the beginning of the break until the end of the break. The break can't be longer. Baalochi is that even though an oichel is not metame an adam, an oichel can't be metame a person, but if a person ate oichlim tameim, the act of achila is metame them. They become tame from eating it. And there's a shear how much you have to eat, first of all. The shear is the chatzi of the pras, which is four bayim, so that's two bayim. So you have to eat two bayim's worth of food. Or, we'll see what the shir mashke is. Shosu revias yayin v'nichnas l'migdosh. Or you drank a revias yayin and went into the Beis HaMikdosh. Shoshoke de achilas pras chayv. Rebbe Lezer Oymer, in posak bo, if you stopped in the middle and you didn't drink it straight, or you nosen bo mayim, or you added water, you diluted it, even kosher, even a little bit, but. So the Gemara now is a Shiloh. What is Reb Meir coming to say? When Reb Meir doesn't give the Shiro Achilas Pras, he gives his Kilo Achal Koyas. So there are two ways to look at Reb Meir. Iboy Reb Meir, Lechumra Koma, Lekula Koma. Lechumra Koma, does he mean to say a Chumra? Meaning that you're always chayv, provided that you're eating straight. Meaning we don't measure at all. Now this sounds like it gets into the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but it really doesn't. Because the Gemara now is saying that maybe Reb Meir is saying a chumrah, and that is that if a person eats straight, the chayiv, no matter how long it takes them to eat, it wouldn't matter. So that sounds a shtickle like what we were saying from Tosfos, sounds like it, but that's the way you would read L'chayra Reb Meir L'chumra Koma L'kula Koma L'chumra Koma V'achi Koma Ki Lo Echol Kloyos Da'afilu Kula Yoyma. Even if it takes him the whole day, V'apel Gav the Metchilu V'atzoif Yoyse Mechtei Achilas Pras Kivan the Mashche Achilte Mechayev. Since he's eating the whole time, he's chayev, meaning like little tiny pieces you're eating the whole time, you're going to be chayev. And that sounds very much like Tosfos's version. Right? And it sounds like if that's the case, Reb Meir is not being machmer, according to Tosfos. He's actually being machmer. Because according to Tosfos, you have even more time than that. You can actually eat it the shir of kedei achilas. You can stop in the middle a shir kedei achilas pras, right? But what do we say? Tosfos holds the shir achilas pras is to measure between eating. So if you eat and stop, then we start clocking you in, and if it's less than the 5 minutes, you could start again. So Reb Meir says, well, kilo achil kloyos. So if you're eating these little parched kernels, tiny pieces, as long as you're eating the whole time, you're chayev. So the Gemara says, on that side, Reb Meir is being mekel. On that side, Reb Meir is being machmer, rather. Meir is saying that even though it's stretching so long,
You're still chayev because you were eating the whole time. Now, according to the way Tosfos learns the Chachamim, Reb Meir is not being machmer. He's actually still being mekel. Because Reb Meir is saying that you have to have at least it should be continuous. And the Chachamim say it doesn't have to be continuous. The Chachamim hold even the cloyers, you could stop between kernel and kernel, you'd be allowed to stop for 4.5 minutes. And then keep on, and then eat another kernel. See, according to Rashi, it's very good. Rashi holds we measure, and the Rambam, we measure the bookends. You started, and when you finished. So now Reb Meir says, no, I'm being machmer. I don't measure the bookends. As long as you're eating the whole time, even though you're eating very, very slowly, and taking a little bit at a time, you're still chayev. So then we understand Reb Meir is being machmer. But if you learn like Tosfos, the Tosfos is saying that the main thing is there's no hefsek in the middle. So why is Reb Meir now being machmer? He's still being mekel. Because he's saying you have to be eating the whole time. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ki l'chumra ki l'oichel kloyos, achas achas besomuch zu l'zu, ba'im isharan shemocho kachatzi zayis, v'hifsiku l'achar sho ocho chatzi zayis acher, afim sho mitchil v'atzev yesim ite achilus pras, besomuch zu l'zu mitstarfin. Even if it takes the whole day, then it's a chumra. What do we say that Reb Meir is being mekel? What is Reb Meir being mekel? Formulei Rabbanon, the art she yishe kedei achilas pras u dechayev, yoisem echdei achilas pras poto, oidum alakula koma. Meaning, Achilas Pras only helps you if you're eating the whole time. But if you take breaks, in other words, when do we measure the whole 5 minutes if you're eating the whole time? You're just eating slowly. But you're basically eating continuously. So then, Reb Meir is actually being mekel. That's the Gemara's version. The Chumra version is that Reb Meir is saying, I don't care how long it takes you to eat. As long as you're eating continuously, you're chayiv. And the question we had was, according to Tosfos, that's not a chumrah. That's a kula. Because the Chacham also agreed to that, and they take it even beyond that. They hold as long as you have it under 5 minutes, or whatever the shiur process. But according to Rashi, the Gemara reads very well. According to Rashi, the Chacham only measure from beginning until the end of the process. And therefore, according to Rashi, If Reb Meir is extending it beyond 5 minutes, I don't care how he packages it, he is being machmer. He's being mechayev or korban to somebody who, according to the Chachamim, would be potter. This is the challenge if we want to learn Tosfos Shita. Okay. Oiduma. If you made a break in the middle, a noticeable break, you weren't eating continuously, then you'd be potter, even though the complete time period was less than 5 minutes. The normal one, Rashi says one after the other. Also, we're going to get to that as well. Rashi says, sounds like it's as quick as one can, not as quick, as least of a break as would be conceivable. You can eat as slow as you want, but we can't see you not in the middle of an hour. Meaning, you're still working on that last one, and before you finish it, you get the next one into your mouth. So you're going strong. You're going strong. Take a look at a Kiddush, you'll see what this means. Toshma. The Chachamim use the words "ad sheyisha." If a mayor is coming to be machmer, and he's saying, "As long as you finish, as long as you're eating the whole time, you're chayiv," the Chachamim now are adding a dimension. Ad, no, a mayor, you're wrong. It has, you need this added condition. Ad till it will be b'chtei achilas plas.
Then we understand. Then I knew the tenayachi ishad the shoy delay k'dei achilas plas. Eli yam ramei l'kule. Then it should say v'achachom emoim g'mimshom miboylei.
If
elav shmamino ramei l'chumra shmamino. The mayor is talking l'chumra. Omar Avnoi, Omar Shmuel. Bachalov move in a veil out Yishim. Again, we see the words Mitzchilavat Soyv Pachtei Achilas Pras, which again sounds more like Chashi. Oichlim Tameim, Mushkotzim Rumosim, Umashkim. What happens if he ate? Oichlim Tameim, Mushkotzim Rumosim, Afil Koleim Kule Pachtei Achilas Pras. Obviously, this is contradictory. What does it mean the whole day? My Koma, I'm of Popo Yochi Koma. Afil Koleim Kuloi.
Meaning, even though you have to eat a tubayim, which is technically four kazaisim, the whole thing doesn't have to be in kedei achilas pras. Meaning, by tumah, the shear is four times the amount. Right? In order to become tumah, you need tubayim, which is four kazaisim. By chaylev and anything else, you need one kazayis. To become tomei, you need to have four kazayisim. So even though you need four kazayisim, the four kazayisim don't have to be in kedei achilas plas. All you need is the kazayis to kedei achilas plas to become tomei.
Meis ve'kol oichem mitzalf and lifsol sagaviyah b'chatzi plas. My love, it's mashma, you have to eat it l'chatzi plas. B'chatzi achilas plas, loy. Tochol kazayis, kazayis b'chatzi achilas plas. Just means a kazayas. So you basically have four times the amount that you'd have to eat a kazayas. Meis ve'kol o'ichlam etzarf and lifsal agaviyah. All the eichlam ha'metzarf pechatzi pras, pechtei achilas pras. So there it says clearly. Keitzad o'chal v'chozav o'chal m'yesh mitchil achil v'yishen v'asev achil achrena k'dei achilas pras metzarf and yoysu mikanei metzarf. So clearly it says from beginning to end. So this the Gemara ultimately uses as a tiyufta, the Rav Noi tiyufta. You see, you don't have the extra time. You must consume it in the kedei achilas pras, even though the shear is four times the kazayas. It still has to be consumed to kedei achilas pras. That's the Gemara. All four. Okay. You take a look at Rashi. We have it in the Ma'am Akramis. If you don't, I'll read it to you anyway. In Shabbos, Tafayin Aleph. Okay. He says as follows, Rashi. Here we're talking about another case. Here we're actually talking about a case where you can be chayiv two korbanos. Ochal chaylev chaylev. Behelam echot, ene chayiv alachas. Now what happens if you ate chaylev chaylev and two alamos? Then you chayiv two. So Rashi says,
Rashi basically is being oimed. In other words, we had our Mishnah stated, our last Mishnah stated, that if you had from one min, two kazesim, the one halama, you only chayev one korban. You're not chayev two korbanos. Right? If you had chaylev and noiser, chayev two. If you had chaylev and chaylev, unless you had a forgetting in the middle, and then another yediyah, you're potter. You only bring one chad. So Rashi is explaining what's the case. Meaning, what is the case that you would think you chayiv two chatois? Basically, our Mishnah said that if you had redundant chalovim, one kazai is a chalov, another kazai is a chalov, and you only had one forgetting on both, you only bring one chatois. So Rashi is trying to point out, what are we talking about? So the answer should be, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you ate the two kazesim one after the other in 2 minutes, or you ate the two kazesim chelev in a month. The point of the Mishnah is that since it's one forgetting, you only chayev one chatas. So Rashi now adds a twist. Shnei zeisim. You ate two zeisim of chelev. V'hifzik peineyem yoyser michdei achilas pras. Here, even though Rashi normally holds, as we'll see in other places, and by us, Rashi normally holds when we say achilas pras, it means from beginning until the end. All of a sudden, Rashi over here gives us a new explanation. And he says, hefzik, sheshnei zeisim, v'hifzik beineyem, between the two eatings, yoyser michdei achilas pras, avu lishtei achilas. So it's unquestionable that the difference is very simple, but then we have to understand why. What's the pshat in it? The difference is very simple. What Rashi is saying over here, by us, and what Rashi is saying over here, are really coming from two different angles. Rashi by us is talking about combining it. Rashi is saying, what is needed to combine two half as asin? You need to have tekid achilas blas. Has to be that it was consumed within 5 minutes. Otherwise, it's yipatur. Rashi and Shabbos is giving us the other side of the coin, which is, well, what would it take for it not to be combined? So Rashi says that it would have to be outside of that time frame, meaning there would have to be at least 5 minutes in the middle in order for them to be separate. Still in all, since there was no yediyah in the middle, you're still potter. But Rashi's coming to give us an outline of when it would even be conceivable that you should be chayef two chatois. That's what Rashi's trying to do. So Rashi in Shabbos is trying to tell us, listen, over there you had one kazayis and another kazayis. And the Mishnah said that since it was all done in one forgetting, you chayef one chatos. So Rashi's saying, 1 second, if it will be within 5 minutes of each other, then you don't need to come on to that. You part it because it's one achila. But if there was a hefsek in between of more than kedei achila's pras, so then Rashi says, then there's nothing to talk about. If there was less than achila's pras between them, what Rashi is telling us in Shabbos is that even if there would be separate forgettings, you'd be part. You follow? Rashi is trying to explain the guidelines of separation. Over here, Rashi is explaining us the guidelines of connection. And Rashi is saying, for the guidelines of connection, you need that the consumption should be within 5 minutes, everything, from beginning to end, from Hamoitzi to Birch Samozl. Has to be 5 minutes. Rashi over there in Shabbos is explaining to us, what are the guidelines of separation? And Rashi is saying for separation, all the Mishnah told us is you need a separate yediyah. Rashi says, 1 second. That's all in a case where there was a 5 minute separation between the kazesim. But if there wasn't a 5 minute separation in the kazesim, then it's one achila. That's what he says. Just read him. He says, Shnei zesim, v'hifzik beineyem yoyser mechtei achilas pras, then so I don't have a problem answering the stira. There's no stira in Rashi, right? When you first read it, it looks like it's a stira. It's not a stira. But I have a problem in lomdus, because there's only l'chayr. There's one concept called kedei achilas pras. What does it mean? What is the explanation? If kedei achilas pras means that in order for something to be united, it has to be within 5 minutes together, so then I'm fine, I'll swallow that. And if kedei achilas pras means the way Tosfos sounds like, which is we measure the time in between, I'll swallow that. But Rashi seems to be saying kedei achilas pras has a dual meaning. When always it's doing the same thing, it's unifying. That's for sure. Kedei achilas pras is unifying. When it's one in kedei achilas pras, it's separating. So I would have no problem if Rashi and Shabbos would tell me, you know what, there's two ways to separate an achila. One is time frame. And if that means if it takes more than 5 minutes for it to be eaten, then it doesn't get combined. And there's another way to separate it, by having two yediyas, by having yediyah in the middle. I don't have a problem with that either. That would not be a steer at all. That would not be a steer at all. But then Rashi and Shabbos is the Mishnah Shein Tzricha. Not Mishnah Shein Tzricha. It's not correct. Because then Rashi and Shabbos should have told us nothing. Because Rashi is not trying to explain to us why it's only one achila. He's trying to explain to us why we would think it's two achilas. He's trying to explain to us why, when you have two achilas, two kezesim, right, from one min, without having two separate forgettings, the only chayav one chatas. That's what Rashi is trying to explain to us in Shabbos. And he's telling us, you know why? Because since it was done one yediyah, even though it was two achilas, meaning, what is the definition of two achilas? More than 5 minutes in between, that's why the yediyah would have been an effective separation. That's the problem I have with Rashi. I don't have a problem with the fact that Rashi over here could hold that within 5 minutes there could be a hefsek or there can't be a hefsek. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that Rashi is utilizing the same lumdus of Achilas Pras, which by us he holds the unification process from beginning until the end. And over there in Shabbos, he holds the unification process is in between, as long as it. Who's talking about Shabbos? Machilas.
No, I understand. I'm saying in the Rashi and Shabbos, right? The 5 minutes there is finishing the first one, starting the next one.
I don't follow. When somebody eats, right? So technically we could look at it like every time you eat and stop, okay, it's a new achila. Eat, stop, it's a new achila. Right? So Rashi says, no. Rashi says that it's not a new achila. And that's why Rashi says, even what Rashi basically is saying is, even if you had another yediyah, but if you had less than a 5 minute break between the first kazayas and the second kazayas, then it would be linked because of the din of achilas pras. But Rashi by us says that the link of achilas pras is only from the beginning of the achila till the end of the achila. I don't see how you're wiggling out of that. We're always trying to connect or disconnect. Meaning, we're always using Achilas Pras the same way. In Shabbos, we're using it as we're using it here. Here we're saying that in order for the first Achilas, the second Achilas to be linked, it has to be that it was completed within this Achilas Pras. Right. And if it wasn't, then this Achilas and this Achilas don't connect. Correct? So now I had a two kazesim of chelev. Okay? I stopped in the middle for 3 minutes, and it took me 20 minutes for the whole shebang to complete itself. So Rashi says in Shabbos that would be a problem. That would not, even if you had a yediyah in the middle, you'd only be chayav one chatas, because behechrach they got linked because it was achilas pras. But I saw Rashi over here said in order for them to link, it has to be from the beginning to the end. But that's what our question. But that's what our question is. We're always talking about one ma'isa achila. Okay? If something is one ma'isa achila, it's one ma'isa achila. If something is two ma'isa achilas, it's two ma'isa achilas. Let's get something clear. The only thing Rashi and Shabbos is raising, the only issue he's raising, is that yediyas, can only come to play if by definition there were two Maisa Achilas. But if there were two Maisa Achilas, if there was one Maisa Achila, Yediyah is not going to play a role. That's Rashi's Chiddush. Without Rashi, one would be able to say, listen, if you have a separate Yediyah in the middle, that's like Avdola. That separates. This Achila, this Achila. They're not connected. But Rashi is saying, no. Achila's Pras is also a link. It just like it's used to make you chayiv, Rashi is saying it will also al korchach be used to make you pot. That's what Rashi is saying in Shabbos. Clearly, over here we're not even talking about a new halacha l'mishum Sinai. There's no new halacha l'mishum Sinai here. L'chayre. Rashi is using the regular halacha l'mishum Sinai that we have to be chayiv, and he's saying that halacha l'mishum Sinai, the flip side is going to make you potter. Because if halacha l'mishum Sinai is telling you it's one eating, so we can't then tell you bring two karbonos. I thought on the other side of the coin you told me it's one achila. That's what Rashi's doing in Shabbos. So my problem is that Rashi over here says that in order for the two achila, the two actions to be united, they have to be within 5 minutes of completion of each other, from the beginning till the end. Otherwise, they're not connected.
So the question is, why did Rashi and Shabbos need to come up with a case of a hefsek of a pras in order to make it two achilas? He could have just said it took 20 minutes from beginning to end.
Yeah.
He didn't have to come up with.
He's changing his shita.
From beginning to end.
Rashi is changing his shita. Who said it's not?
That's the question. If Rashi holds.
It's not like this. It's not a blatant stira. But it's a conceptual stira. It's not a blatant stira, because you could say, Rashi over there is talking about two kezesim, to connect two kezesim, it takes two. It's not a blatant stira. You follow what I'm saying? But in logic, it's a stira. You're right. It's a logical stira. It's a logical stira. Not if they're both trying to accomplish the same thing. Over there, it's also, that's what I'm saying. Over there, it's the same thing. Over there, Rashi is trying to, using the Achilles Pras for the same reason. He's using it, he's using it to be Mitzahav. Rashi's saying that if it happened within 5 minutes of each other, then they're Mitzahav. It's the same, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's really the same thing, which is why Yankov is saying, L'chayr it's a stirah. L'chayr it's a stirah. Rashi is saying that if you have two kazesim and you didn't stop in the middle, the shear of 5 minutes, they're automatically connected. So you could have the best yediyah in the middle, with a hinani mukh and a mezuman in the middle, it's still only going to be one chatas. That's what Rashi says in Shabbos. Correct? And Rashi increases, and other places, as we'll see, sings a completely different tune. Completely. Now, besides this, we said we have a problem anyway because Tosfos also doesn't really fit. Tosfos in our sugya also doesn't really fit because it doesn't fit with the hemshech of the Gemara. Tosfos shita is that seems to be by us achilas pras is a hefsek, like Rashi and Shabbos. That's how Tosfos translates it. But yet, the continuation of our Gemara doesn't fit with Tosfos because our Gemara says that Remeir, if he would hold, that you could eat it in 10 minutes. Or 20 minutes, as long as you're eating the whole time, then Remeir is being machmer. According to Tosfos' version, Remeir is still being mekel. Remeir is still being mekel. No! He's being mekel. Because he's requiring continuity. Tosfos doesn't require continuity. Tosfos just requires not more than a 5 minute break in between. According to Tosfos, the Chachamim come in and they say, you must not stop for more than 5 minutes in the middle. And Remeir comes and he says, you must be eating the whole time. So he's, no matter what, he's being mekel. According to Tosfos, Remeir is being mekel no matter where you go. Because Tosfos says, when the Mishnah says, Kedei Achilas Pras, it means a break. It means a hefsek. What? And Remeir is saying you have to continue. So either way, Remeir is being mekel. Because he's adding another requirement to be chayav achadus, the chacham don't have that requirement. The chacham say, just don't take a big break. The mayor saying, no, you got to keep on going. See, either way, it doesn't work. Okay, I'm just going to look into another couple of places, just briefly. The sugim psachim, kuf yudalet. I didn't want to overload you with my makomos. The Rambam, actually, that we brought down last week, and I mentioned to look up in Bias Migdash, keep that because we're going to be using that next week when we get to Amud Beis with Shtiyah, but I don't think we're going to get there now. I actually, yes, I have to stop a bit early. I want to finish this part, this part of the sugya. So, the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yudalet reads as follows. Ochloi lachatzoyim, it's a price. This is a tosefta. Ochloi lachatzoyim. If somebody ate, now here we're talking about matzah. So you didn't eat the matzah, or we'll see later more. You didn't eat it in one achila, like a brisket, right? You didn't. You ate it slowly, lachatzoyim. So the Gemara says, yotze. Even though lachari, you need a unification. So it says as follows: Ubilvad shelo yishe bein achile lechavrato. As long as you don't make a delay from one eating to another eating, yoisel mechte achilas pras. That's black and white like Tosfos, and like Rashi and Shabbos. The Beferish Brayser, the Brayser in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yudalid, black and white like Tosfos, which is very clear where Tosfos potentially got it from. Now, if we look up in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Ayin Hey, in Arachayim, in Hilchos Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch follows the Lashon of the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch says, this is in Siman Tov Ayin Hey Siv Dalet, Ochal Matzah Kachatzi Zayis, V'chozah V'ochal Kachatzi Zayis, Yotza. Ubilvad, Shelo yishe bein achilo lechavre to yoisa mechte achilas pras. As long as you don't take a break between the eatings more than achilas pras. So actually the reading of the Shulchan Aruch is very strange. It basically means a person could have a kazayas matzah, could take him an hour. Just don't take 5 minute breaks in between the achilas. You have these people who chew. Stop. Call a Lila. Just a little bit. Just don't wait more than. So the Mogen Avraham says this is inconceivable. How could this be? How could this be Shir Achilas Pras? This is Tosfos' version by us, but this is not the accepted version. We most Rishonim learn like Rashi, which is Achilas Pras is the whole process, not the middle process, as the simple reading of our Gemara goes. And that's how the Rambam passes. So the Mogen Avraham comes here on the spot and he says, "Masha kozel b'shulchan aruch shelo yishe ben achiv lechavre to yoyse mechtei achilas pras ain't meduknik." Says that doesn't sound logical. It's not meduknik. It's beyond logical. It doesn't read properly. He says the shulchan aruch lechayre should have written the tzorach liyais ubuvad shelo yishe ben achiv lechavre. It should have said ubuvad. Shelo yishe yoyse mechtei achilas pras. The achil itself. Kimoy shekosov b'simin tof reish yud beis. So the truth is that the Mogen Avraham is a pella. Not his kasha. His kasha is a good kasha. But why he pounces on the machaber is very questionable. The machaber just went with the Gemara in Pesachim that I just quoted to you. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Loshon HaBraisa. The Mechaber didn't do any chidushim here. The Mechaber followed suit the way it's brought out in the Braisa, which says between one eating and the other, and that's how it's brought out in the Tur. The Mechaber is a soldier who follows what Chazal tell us, and that's it. So the Mogen Avraham, whatever complaints the Mogen Avraham has on the Beis Yosef, he can raise his complaints, go to the Supreme Court. Because the fact is that In the Braisa, it doesn't get any better than that. In the Braisa and the Torah, it says it like the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef didn't do anything new.
So that's this time. Now he says, but he refers us to Hilchos Yom Kippur. Tak in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Tov Reishit Beis. Over there, the Shulchan Aruch reads like this. Ochal b'chos of ochal. Now it sounds like a new mechaber. Now the mechaber sounds like a new mechaber. Ochal b'chos of ochal. Im yesh mitchilas achila rishoyna, atsoif achila achroyna, kedei achilas pas mitstalfim. Oh, it's a whole new shita now. If from the beginning until the end was more than achilas, if it's within achilas pas, it's mitstalfim, why are they mitstalfim? So really, the difficulty here is not on the Beis Yosef. Really, what I think the Beis Yosef did is he followed what the Gemara in Pesachim said and what the Gemara in Krisus said. The Gemara in Krisus clearly learned from beginning to end, like we just pointed out. And the Gemara here is talking about Isser. The Gemara in Pesachim is talking about Achilas Matzah. And over there, it says that we measure the space in between. And the Beis Yosef followed orders. So what's Pshat? You're asking me a good question. But I'm just following the Beis Yosef wasn't creative in halacha. The Beis Yosef followed what the Chazal say. And that's what Chazal said. So he followed orders. So I see no tainus on the Beis Yosef. If I was writing that goyis on the Shulchan Aruch, I would write, I in sugi the krisis. If you'd base on the base of your gimel. The I in sugi the psochim kuf yedalud. The tzorachim. Tzorachim, the two sugis. That this sugi krisis says we measure the whole time period, from beginning until the end, and the sugi in Pesachim says ben achilu l'chavut. Now, this really follows this idea. If you look at the Beis Yosef here in the tour in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Beis Yosef actually brings the Braisa. The Braisa that he quotes in Hilchos Pesach, the Beis Yosef brings it. And this is the lashon of the Beis Yosef. Toisef the perek basra the yumi and ling and sirif koservus b'yom kippurim ochal v'chaz of ochal. This is the same brisa, the same Tosefta writes in Hilchos Yom Kippur writes ochal v'chaz of ochal yesh mitchila achilu v'shein atzayf achilu kedei achilu spas mitstafim flavein mitstafim. Says the Beis Yosef ubeperek avei psachim. Black and white. Clearly. I want to show you also a Rashi. A Rashi in Menachos. Same problem I have. Rashi in Menachos comes in and says as follows. Talking about here the mitzvah of Achilas Menachos. So Rashi says like this. The Rashi by us, as we said, is mashma like Tosa, like the Rambam, that it has to be the whole like the Gemara. Here's Rashi in Menachos, Daf Ayin Hey Omid Beis, which, by the way, for next week I would like to tell them to look up this Bifnim. But Rashi says as follows: the Mishnah says over there the Braise of Hu She'ochlon Bechtei Achilas Pras. You have to eat it within Achilas Pras. Again, Rashi is coming to give us the definition. When you see that Rashi, I'm saying Rashi over here is very clear. Because over there, he's very clear what he means over there. He says, what does this mean? Pirish. He says, what's the pshat? Shaloi shoho bein piru lepiru. That you didn't delay between one crumb and another. Yoyse mechtei achilas pras. Then havi achila the yotze yedei chavos. That's the bottom line. Now we'll go to Rashi and Psoch. Rashi and Psoch is on daf Mem Dalet on Aleph and Psoch. Now Rashi again says, so we have Rashi by us that is mashma like the Rambam. We have Rashi in Menachos that clearly says it's in between the Achilles, just like the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Matzah. Then we have Rashi in Pesach, again talking about Isser. Over there Rashi says like this, Kol Shiurei Torah, all the Shiurei Torah, Isra achila shalohem bekazayas, the isra is bekazayas, and it has to be, achilas ashir has to be bechdei achilas pras. What does that mean? Im ein mitchilas o achila. If you don't have from the beginning of the eating, va'ad soifoi, until you finish eating, yoyse mishhei is kidei achilas pras mitzdaf. So Rashi in Psochim Mem Dalad goes back to the way he seems to learn over there. Over there he's explicit. Clear. Yuma, he says the same thing again. Yuma daf pei. So basically what we have here is we have Rashi by us telling us one pshat. That pshat that Rashi says by us is consistent with Rashi and Psochem Mem Dalet, what he says over there, consistent with what he says in Yuma Daf Pei. And then we have Rashi, where he says, Pein Achila Lechavata and Menachas, which is clearly the other way. And then we have the Shulchan Aruch. And what we can derive from all of this is one very clear message, is that when we're dealing with an Isser, when we're dealing with an Isser for some reason, then we measure the bookends, from the end to the end. When we're dealing with a mitzvah, then we already, as long as you don't make a delay in the middle. But again, we run into the same problem we have. Achilas pras is one shear. How could it have different explanations? But again, we see the same concept. Okay, I'm sorry, I think I have to stop earlier today. I have an appointment, but Mitzvah Shem next week will come to Shleimus Inyan. Yes, next week I have Slichas. Slichas ends a little later in the yeshiva. So if it's okay with the Olam here, I would like to make the shir at 10 a.m. Is that okay? I feel Erev Rosh Hashanah Mevatel, the shir doesn't really make sense. Okay? 10 a.m. Yeah.